B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, the best thing I watched on television, because there was nothing else to do on vacation. I'll tell you that coming up. But the worst thing I watched on television, I'll tell you, was J-Lo's performance on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So I love J-Lo. You know how I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
She may be, but I'm not sure she's the best singer in the whole world.
Nope.
So she tried to sing Aerosmith's Dream On, and she needs to dream on, because here's how it went.
Here it is.
Let's go! The thing is that was the best part of the song. When she started, leading up to it, all those low notes,
no.
She couldn't hit those.
She said afterward that Steven Tyler couldn't make it, so she wanted to do it anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's kind of like you being, like, hey, the pilot couldn't make it, so I'm going to fly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, don't.
That's okay.
Right.
We'll take a different
flight. Yeah.
Okay. How about that?
Exactly.
Okay, a couple of things that happened over break that I need to discuss. First, are you aware of the Hilaria Baldwin situation?
Yes,
which is my most favorite
Hilarious.
Story. I read that on Twitter the first day.
All right, take us back, because
okay, so it's here's
amazing.
What happened.
Yeah.
Hilaria Baldwin is married to Alec Baldwin. They met in New York City, mm-hmm. yoga instructor. I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, and they have quattro kids, right? Maybe even Cinco.
Maybe.
Cinco.
I don't know.
Five,
maybe so. Four or five. I can't remember. She has so many children.
Yeah.
And she's known for posing after she has a baby in her, like, lingerie, and she's so thin. And anyway, she does yoga, things like that. Spanish girl, right?
Yeah.
Has a Spanish accent.
Mm.
Isn't that nice? Little. Guess what, you guys? Hilaria Baldwin grew up in Weston, Massachusetts. She's a Boston girl.
Hillary what? What's her real
Hillary,
name?
Hillary. What's it? Hillary
oh
Thomas.
How has she gotten away with this?
I don't know. It's so
weird. Does Alec know?
He must have known.
Hillary.
She's on TV. I've followed her, so I know her accent. But she's at one point, she's on the Today Show, and she asked the host what the English word for cucumber is.
That was my favorite
one.
I was like,
no
what?
Way.
How you say cucumber?
How you say cucumber? Oh, how you say cucumber in English? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's the biggest grift ever.
Yeah.
And we've all been following it. And, she had an interview in the New York Times where she defended herself, saying that her parents, she vacationed in Spain.
And I guess her parents retired there now.
They retired there, but
she was like her mom's a professor.
Yeah, her mom's, and her dad's, they're like fancy. They lived in Weston. That's all we need
amazing.
To say.
Amazing.
Anyway, her brother lives in Mallorca. Why wouldn't you move to Mallorca? Have you been there?
Yes,
gorgeous.
I have.
Gorgeous, that famous soccer player.
Beautiful. Anywho, so
Hilary Baldwin.
Hilary Baldwin.
It's just amazing.
Is she going to be Hillary now?
No, she can't be. I don't know what she's going to do, but she's lost the accent.
Oh, that's
how
good.
How convenient.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's really interesting. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, Chrissy Teigen has quit drinking. Now, she did this before, but she's done it again. She read this book, Quit Like a Woman. And so she's quit. She's a sober woman now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, everyone's doing dry January.
Yeah.
We're doing that, right?
Are you guys doing dry January?
We're doing dry January.
Oh, me too.
You are?
Yeah, I like a dry gin.
Oh, you're funny.
A dry martini would be very good.
Need to reset.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, kind of start off in a healthy kick. I'm with you, Chrissy Teigen, but only for a month. And finally, the thing that I, the best show I watched during my vacation, and let me tell you, I watched a lot of shows. HBO Max, The Flight Attendant, with Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
Mm.
It's fast.
So
it's
good.
Fun.
Like
she's excellent.
Okay.
I loved it.
All right.
Total
good
binge.
I'll catch up on that. So, upon your advice, watch The Queen's Gambit. We're on episode 5. That's pretty good.
It's excellent.
We like
it?
That one.
Yep.
I mean, it's about chess. So
I know, but it's not.
Who'd have thought, but it's really good.
It's about life, too.
Yeah.
Bob.
Enjoyed that. That's good. And I finally saw the worst movie Brad Pitt ever made.
Yeah? Which one?
Fight Club.
Oh,
It was on, that movie is so bad.
It's like so wow. bad, or
it's
is it just
awful? Awful.
It's awful.
It's, why
I've never
the
seen
hype
it too
for
much
this
violence.
Movie.
Because they beat each other up. Boys love that movie.
I think you missed the window for
you
it.
You think
yeah.
so?
I don't think it holds up.
Because I've only heard for, you know, yeah. what's the rules of Fight Club? No
yeah.
Well,
don't yeah, talk about Fight Club. Yeah, stop talking about it. That's your problem.
I won't. I'm done.
Yeah.
Fine.
Missed the whole rules.
Okay. Hey, it's 6:49. We're back, and we'll talk about what we got for Christmas.
Okay.
We should talk about that coming up next. Curious to see what you guys got. The best? What was the best of the best?
I have a good present.
All right, we'll talk about that. Coming up, 7:10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.